وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياك الله يا أخي الحبيب أبا عباد حفظك الله. Now my dear brother, it doesn't fall in increasing division in between the brothers, in between the Muslims in that place. You must understand, any kind of practicing, following an opinion belong to ulama Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, even if the imam in your masjid does not practice it, it doesn't mean that you are separating the people and you are causing fitna or division among the people. No. Our religion is more huge than this kind of narrow understanding. Our manhaj is more flexible and easy than what many people they think. If two brothers, one of them holding a different opinion than the other, and both of them have salaf in their opinions, and this matter is not connected to the manhaj, is not connected to the i'tiqad, is not connected to something that we call it principles in our religion. It's just an opinion regarding branches, what they call it branches, means kind of practicing that it doesn't go back to the principle of Ahl-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If it's like that, absolutely understandable, and it doesn't affect the brotherhood, doesn't affect the love in between them. For example, you are holding your hands on your chest after ruku'. Your brother, the one beside you, it doesn't nullify your prayers or nullify your brotherhood or make you enemies for each other, because both of you have a lot of ulama and ummah before you who they used to do the same, and this will never affect the relationship in between them. How many a'imma before you, they put their hands on their chest? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, then a lot of the Hanabila, and Ibn Hazm, then a lot of Zahiriyah, they follow this kind of opinion. Have the majority of the ulama who they say, no, put the hands on the sides after ruku'. But we will never hear Imam Ahmad boycotting al-Shafi'i. Imam Malik hate those people who they put it on the chest. It's not, ya akhi, things like this, it doesn't have any kind of effect on our brotherhood. Not just that, it makes us closer to each other, because it makes us see how our religion is perfect. Even with this kind of different opinions, we still remain brothers, love each other for sake of Allah Ta'ala. The main thing, these two different opinions, is among the opinions of ulama Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it doesn't go back to the principles, means conflicting with the main principle of Islam, the main principles in our i'tiqad. I wish you understand my point, my dear brother, because I tried to make it simple for you how much I can. Barakallahu feek.